It's time for the Open Mic Podcast with your host, Brett Allen. Broadcasting live from the Bay Area studios, here at the Open Mic, no topic is off limits. And of course, you never know who may stop by. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome into the Open Mic Podcast. Been a few days since we have released an episode, but it feels good to be back rocking and rolling with you guys. I'm excited. Today's interview we're going to be playing for you is a lot of fun. I'm super excited about this one. Again, I feel like I'm super repetitive. I say that all the time, but this one was really a lot of fun for me. Joshua Harris. A lot of you who listen will probably know who he is. If you don't, you'll find out who he is. And we just had a fantastic conversation about his life and about what he's done before and how he transitioned into what he does now as far as helping businesses out, tell their story, helping them with communication. A very, very cool project that he is doing now. A brand new business for him. And we wish him nothing but the very best on that. Anyway, it's Thursday here. We are out of the hot weather finally, I think, and down to some nice cool weather, which I'm super happy about. I'm tired of the heat, but I'm excited because I'm off the weekend and I'll be spending time with my son. We're going to have some fun. That rhymed. I didn't mean it. Anybody want a peanut? Sorry. I'm feeling extra corny this morning. It's just because it's been a long haul of a couple weeks. And I'm ready for a little bit of a break. So, with that being said, we're going to play this interview with Josh Harris here in just a minute. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll be back after a quick commercial spot. Today's podcast is sponsored and brought to you by Spades Sunshades, a poker lifestyle brand that sells quality and affordable sunglasses. Jeff Weber and his team make an amazing product and they want you to get in on the game. Glasses start at only $15 and $25 for polarized. These amazing Spades Sunshades are made by and for poker players. There is nothing else like this on the market. Use promo code BrettsOpenMic to get some free shipping on me. Head over to SpadesSunshades.com and get your pair today. Hello, everybody. Welcome into today's episode of the Open Mic Podcast, where no topic or subject is off limits. And today, I have a very special guest. I'm excited to be chatting with him. His name is Joshua Harris. And he is a former pastor, and he has transitioned into a new career, a new career path of doing something very exciting and very cool. He has written 6 best-selling books. He's had a huge social platform for a long time, a large outreach to lots of people, and it's just a privilege to have him on to the show. Thanks, Josh, for being here today. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and start with your background. For those of you who are listening who might not be familiar with Josh, why don't you just share with us a little bit about of what you've done before and sort of what brought you to what you're doing now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up in a family with 2 parents who were amazing communicators. Both my dad and my mom were public speakers and very talented writers. And so I kind of grew up around communication and learned much from them. So my background is that I was in publishing early on, did a magazine for homeschool teenagers. That was a big part of my life. I've been homeschooled my whole life. And when I was 21, I wrote a book, which is the thing that I'm most known for. It's called I Kissed Dating Goodbye. That kind of sent me off into the book writing world, and I was doing conferences and speaking and kind of following in my dad's footsteps. And then for about 15 years, I was a pastor, which was another way for me to just use my love of communication. So More recently, I stopped being a pastor and went to graduate school, moved from the States to the west coast of Canada, British Columbia, and that's really where kind of a new chapter in my story has started.
That is a really cool story, and I love the fact that it seems like it's just pretty much been a natural transition for you, really, because you're using the same abilities and gifts and whatnot that you have, but the message is different and the audience is different as well. So the website that you just launched, I believe it was yesterday or today, was called Clear and Loud. And I got it right because you mentioned it that people switch it, but you love that. So why don't you tell us, what are you doing now? What is it that you are doing specifically and how you help folks out with new businesses and whatnot?
Right. Well, so what I'm doing is I'm a marketing and brand strategy consultant. So I come alongside businesses, different organizations that are having trouble connecting with their customers, or they know they need to improve that. They're frustrated by ways that they're just not selling the way they want to, or engaging new clients the way they want to. And I use my love for communication, my love for the power of story, to really help them think about the people that they're wanting to reach, thinking about their audience and how their business connects to the story of their customers. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, I really am using the same kind of gifts that I used in book writing or even sermon preparation. You know, when you write a sermon, you're taking this idea from a very ancient book, the Bible, and trying to simplify that and translate that in a way that is clear to a modern day audience. And that sort of translation is what I like to do for clients in lots of different industries, helping them take their expertise. They know something so well and they try to communicate it, but it's often going over the heads of the people they want to reach. And I try to clarify their message and help them really connect with that person they're wanting to talk to.
So what are some of the challenges or experiences, I guess would be a better way to describe, that you have experienced from coming from one side to the other to what you're doing now?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I kind of gave my summary description of my own journey and that transition, but as real life, you know, actually works, there's a lot of questioning and ups and downs and sort of the emotional roller coaster of changing what you do professionally. And I think for me, it was difficult because my whole sense of identity was so tied up in being a pastor, in being a writer. And there was just a lot of pressure of like other people expecting me to continue to do that. And it really took a long time for me to be honest with myself and admit that I wanted to do something different. That was actually hard for me to do, to be willing to admit that. And then there's the step of kind of the terror of branching out into a new field where, you know, you felt like you were established and at you know, one rung of the ladder in one field, and then you're starting out on a bottom rung. But I really came to this conclusion that, you know what, I want to be passionate about my work. It's not about impressing anybody. And even that journey of diving into a new field, using gifts that I have in a new way, it's just the exciting part of being alive. You know, that kind of challenge is what I want to be a part of. And I think it's part of, for me, writing a great story with my own life, that I'm not just staying stuck in one industry or one field because that's what I've done, but I want to be willing to branch out and try new things. And so that was really a process of me. I really benefited from a lot of great tools and books and different workshops I went to, where going back and looking at my own journey, honestly, and charting, here are the moments where I had passion and energy and excitement, and here are the moments where I felt drained and, you know, weary and burnt out, and what are the common themes there? What are the activities and the kind of work that I really love? And and beginning to narrow that down. And for me, that was realizing I love to communicate. I love to engage an audience. I love to tell a story. And now I'm just doing that in a different way. I'm helping other people tell their story better.
So it clearly transitions very well. Do you have clients that come in or that contact you that know you from what you've done before, and it's a little bit of an interesting situation as far as trying to separate yourself from that and have people focus on what you're doing now, if that question makes any sense?
Oh, yeah, it totally makes sense. Yeah, well, I mean, there are a lot of people who have, you know, no connection if they don't have some history with, you know, evangelicalism in America in the late 90s. They wouldn't necessarily know about my writing and so on. But I have had some funny experiences where I remember sitting down with a guy at a design agency and we were going to do some work together. And, you know, we sit down for coffee and the first thing he says is, "I just need to share with you that your book really messed me up, and I just want to clear the air.
Oh my gosh!
And yeah, it was an intense moment. But it was a beautiful moment because he was being honest with me about, you know, where he disagreed with my writing, and fortunately, I was in a place where I, you know, had been listening to people like him and really taking to heart their critique and their criticism, and I had really changed in my own thinking about my book. And so it was actually a very grace-filled moment in terms of him being very kind to me and me being able to express my appreciation. But you know, I think this is true of all of us. Regarding my story of writing a book and those types of things are one thing, but we all have a history. We all have experiences, some things that we look back on and we regret that we would do differently or whatever that might be. And I don't think we can ever really completely leave those things behind and just kind of pretend that, you know, that wasn't a part of who we are. I'm a big believer in carrying those things forward.
Sure.
In positive ways and saying, you know, what does this teach me? How does this shape me now? I can't disassociate myself from that part of me, but those experiences and those stories help make me more effective today.
Sure.
And so, you know, for me, even the experience of writing a book that I now don't agree with has positioned me to counsel organizations and to consult businesses that are having to deal with making mistakes, getting things wrong. Those are some of the most crucial moments in companies when they have to deal with the fallout from that. And a lot of them get that really wrong. They mess that up in a huge way, or they try to push past that experience really quickly and they don't end up learning from it. And so I'm able to bring some of my own experiences as I work with business owners and encourage them to really get the full benefit of the lessons that they're learning from even their mistakes, even from getting things wrong.
Sure. So when a business comes to you and says, "I need help," without giving too much information away, and I definitely want to direct people to your website when we're done here, but
sure.
What is like a simplified process that you would give someone? I'm a business owner. I come in, I tell you, "Hey, Josh, I'm just not getting the traction that I want. I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. You seem to have an
right.
area of expertise in this." How do you talk to somebody and give them that first push to really get them through?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of times businesses have the felt need of a specific tool, like a website. You know, they're looking at their website and they're like, "Oh, this looks outdated." And so they want that, or they want to, you know, they want a social media campaign or something specific. That's their felt need. What I often try to help them do is I start by saying, you know what, we always have to start with clarity of message. And of course people say, "Well, yeah, sure, let's be clear." But that is a lot harder than people think. And a lot of times they want to jump ahead to a new website or a new campaign or a new product, and they haven't done the really hard work of clarifying their message, which which really requires thinking really hard and really carefully about who their customer is and the problem of their customer. And so I ask them a lot of questions, and I challenge them, and I really try to provide an outside perspective that says, okay, you're saying that, and I know that's your go-to phrase, or I know that you communicate in this way, but it actually isn't clear to me, and it's not going to be clear to your customer. Mm. And that can be frustrating, you know, for business owners, because we all know so much about what we do that we kind of fill in blanks in our own mind, and we use jargon, we use insider language, we, you know, use statements that make so much sense to us, but they just don't compute with the average person. And so it's amazing to me how often this will happen. I mean, I just was working with an organization recently. They're an incredible organization. They are doing water access in different parts of Africa, you know, really helping people. They're this charity with water. And I was sitting down with the director of this organization, and we're working on the website, and I just was gently pointing out to him, I was like, do you realize that right now on your site you have all these great images of people in Africa, and you talk about life change and all this, that you don't actually have the word water on your wow. opening homepage screen? And it was just like this light bulb moment where he was like, oh my gosh, you know. But I mean, that's kind of an extreme example, but it happens all the time where we don't know how to just be simple and clear. So I'm always working with clients to help them get rid of, you know, they overload text, they dump a bunch of information, they you know, basically make their website this brochure that nobody actually reads. Mm. And so I'm all about simplicity and clarity.
So my next question would be, once you get them through that process, do you help them along the way as far as continuing to coach them, or how does that work?
Yeah, so I have different services. Sort of a baseline service is to create a brand script for them. And that is just using the key elements of story to help them filter all of their messaging. So it really becomes a guiding document that they then use to evaluate all of their messaging from internally as they train team members, how they communicate to clients, the pitch that they use when they're talking to people, their website, emails, all those different kinds of things. So that's the basic kind of tool that shapes everything, ground level clarity. And then we apply that through, oftentimes I'm creating a wireframe for their website, which is really all of the content, a plan for all of the content, all the key statements, and the flow of their website. And then I will, with members of my team, build that website for them if that's what they want. And then oftentimes, in an ongoing way, I'll work with clients to kind of continue to implement that clarity in their messaging. So ongoing content creation, ongoing consulting. You know, it's interesting because I think of myself in some ways as like a personal trainer.
Sure.
For message clarity. You know, all of these principles and ideas are all out there. There's no like secret that I have, but I actually help them do it. Just like we all know we should go to the gym.
Sure.
And, you know, work out, but we need someone to say, here's the plan, here's how we're going to implement it, and let's actually make it happen. And so that ongoing work, you know, I think people can get distracted by different gimmicks or, you know, different plans out there, but clarity of message has so much power in an organization, not just in the marketing side of things, but in the strategy side of things. So that's one of the things I love. A lot of times people will bring me in for a marketing plan, but the coaching and consulting that I do for them actually helps them clarify their strategy, because marketing is muddy and confusing when internally, you know, you have different divisions that are working at cross purposes, or, you know, they're not clear on their strategy, that ends up coming out in the marketing. And so oftentimes we work backwards and we say, you know what, let's get the strategy straight, and then let's express that in a really clear and effective marketing plan.
Very cool. So what advice would you give to young entrepreneurs who are out there looking to start a business, who maybe don't have the experience that you've had to be able to carry those tools over, but someone who is just starting out from scratch?
Yeah, you know, I think that some good advice that I received when I was just on the front end of thinking about starting my own business, she said, everybody should be a consultant. Everybody should have a card that says, I'm a consultant. And whatever your area of expertise might be, you just look for opportunities to share that with people and to see what doors open for you. You know, I mean, you could consult people on how to start a podcast. You could consult them on all number of topics, how to do interviews or whatever it might be. And, you know, when you just step forward and give that possibility, it's amazing the connections that you can make. I think it's so helpful to build a network of like-minded people, other entrepreneurs, solopreneurs that you can be learning from. I think we all need mentors. We all need peers that encourage us. And obviously there's so many opportunities through the internet, but also just in, you know, your local communities, finding other networking organizations or entrepreneurial groups has been really encouraging to me.
That's very cool. And one last question before we wrap things up. You gave a TED Talk a while ago. It's probably been one in the last year or so that you did. How did that come about? And that was really, for me, the first chance that I noticed that you were making this big shift. What was that like? Was that nerve-wracking as all get out? I can't even imagine doing that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you really can't imagine doing that. I would think that you would be great at that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know. Like getting up in front of all those people and having time limits to be able to talk about things and just really get your message out. How did that happen for you?
Well, it's interesting. We were working on a documentary, which was about me going back and evaluating the book that I wrote and learning from that and seeing ways that my thinking had changed. And it didn't end up working out in this way, but we had the idea that the TED Talk would actually be a part of the story of the film and be kind of like a part of me sharing my thinking and so on. Making a film was an incredible experience, and I learned so much about how, you know, your carefully laid plans can all change. So our producer had a death in her family and had to fly to Australia, and so we didn't even end up filming anything at the TED Talk. But we reached out to this TEDx event, and I submitted an idea for my TED Talk, and they accepted it. And I think I thought, because I was a pastor for so long and I, you know, did all this preaching, that it would be really a breeze. But they really put me through you know, their training, and it was great. They set me up with a coach, and they had kind of like, you know, suggestions for how to think about doing this 15-minute talk. And I had to deliver, you know, early versions, and they would watch me via Skype and like give me feedback. And it was actually a wonderful experience. And, you know, just an example of how clarity, so much easier to just be, to talk more or write more. You know, it's always harder to say less and be succinct. And yet the impact of that, and which is why TED Talks are so popular, the impact of that is so much greater. So it was a really good experience. I was super nervous, because normally I, whenever I speak, I have notes with me. And so I had to, you know, have my speech memorized and deliver it in that way. But it was a great experience, and I enjoyed learning from the other TEDx speakers.
Yes, I love TED Talks. That's actually one of the things that inspired me to start a podcast and to begin this format. And so I love everything NPR.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I love everything NPR related. And Ira Glass is my hero as far as interviewing people. So,
oh man, yeah,
he's the best. So, how do folks?
He really is.
Yeah, how do folks get in touch with you, Josh, if they want to talk to you about their business and how you can definitely help them out?
Yeah, well, I'd love for them to stop by my website, which is clear andloud.com, clearandloud.com, and they can see there, you know, what I do, and also set up a schedule a call for us to just chat. I do a free consultation where I just talk about, try to understand the challenges they're facing, give them some simple suggestions for making improvements to their communication. And if it's a good fit and we want to, you know, they want to work with me, then we can move forward. But I'd love to connect with different business owners and see if I can be of service.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you, Josh, for being a part of my show today. I really appreciate it. And it's been a lot of fun chatting. And I wish you the best on this new adventure. You're doing great so far, and I'm excited to see what's next. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Brett.
Well, we have been chatting with Joshua Harris, author, entrepreneur, and TEDx speaker. All of his information will be available in the show notes for you to check out, and I encourage you to definitely visit. You will be well benefited. We're going to take a quick break and let you know how you can support the podcast as well, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of today's podcast. Be sure to follow us over on social media, Instagram at Open Mic Podcast, Twitter at Brett's Open Mic, and of course, Facebook, Brett Allen. Until next time, cheers and be well. Thank you so much for being a part of today's episode. It really means a lot. It's always such a fun time to be able to put these shows together and play some fantastic interviews for you, have some dynamic conversations. We have more great guests coming down the pike here very soon. Until next time, let somebody know that you love them. Let them know that you care. And we'll be back.
That brings today's episode to a close. Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed today's episode, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a kind rating and review. It really does help. Until next time, cheers and be well.
What's up, everybody? It's Brett Allen from the Open Mic Podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you so much for listening and being a part of the show. The fact that you listen, that you download, and that you subscribe every single day blows my mind. And from the very bottom of my heart, I want to extend a thank you. Now, Anchor.fm, the company that supports the podcast and that hosts it, has offered a brand new way for you to support my show, the Open Mic Podcast. You can now sponsor the program monthly. There are three ways that you can do this. There are three levels: 99 cents per month, $4.99 per month, and $9.99 per month. And the cool thing is you don't even have to have the Anchor app to do it. Wherever you listen to this show, there is a link that you can go to, and it will take you to the anchor.fm/theopenmicpodcast homepage. From there, you can pick whatever level you want to support the show. It's that simple. And the cool thing is you can either do it once or you can do it reoccurring. It's totally up to you. The other thing about this that is super cool is that it's tax deductible as well. Doing a podcast can be expensive, and there are things that come up, like new equipment, new studio upgrades, new microphones, new music. All of that cost money. And I would absolutely love to partner with you on the podcast. Just head over to www.anchor.fm/theopenmicpodcast. Click the link. It's that simple. Thank you so much for listening and for your support. Cheers and be well.